Demonstrators are converging on Washington, D.C. this weekend for a march to protest plans for a war against Iraq. Whether or not the whole world is watching, the police certainly will be. The city's police force has developed a system of surveillance cameras to help them respond to possible violence. Demonstrators say the real effect will be to discourage people from showing up in the first place. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
On a chunk of Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington stands the hulking building that houses the Justice Department. Suspended from one wall is an almost dainty appendage. At the end of that arm is an electronic eye.
And right up here is one of the D.C. surveillance cameras that are all over the city and that have an enormous range and ability to watch people who are all over this town.
Myra Verhaden Hilliard knows this eye will be watching her and thousands of other demonstrators when they gather this Saturday to exercise their right to peaceable assembly. Verhaden Hilliard is a member of the Answer Coalition, which is organizing demonstrations in Washington and San Francisco this weekend. There are many places in this city that have surveillance cameras turned on all the time, but the eyes in these police cameras remain closed until the demonstrators arrive.
Well, that's when they'll be turning them on publicly, as they turn them on to track demonstrators. They turn them on when people are engaging in First Amendment speech in the city. They're turning them on not for crime, but for people who are coming out in mass assembly.
Verhaden Hilliard says the mere presence of the cameras will discourage some people from appearing. She and other demonstrators say there's no reason for this mass surveillance, but past experience might indicate otherwise.
We will not sit idly by while you corporate puppets of the WTO plot this economic coup. Are you ready for the fight?
3 years ago, demonstrations in Seattle against the World Trade Organization turned into a brawl. D.C. police feared the same thing might happen at the regular World Bank meetings in D.C. Stephen Gaffigan with the D.C. Metro Police says that's when they started the network of cameras that has now grown to 14.
In those demonstrations throughout the world, I might add, there was actual significant, in some cases, property damage and personal injury. So using this kind of technology could help us, in our view, maintain safety of people here wanting to demonstrate legitimately.
Gaffigan says the cameras simply amplify what the police already do. He says the real benefit is that cameras allow police to go where they are needed.
They allow us, using very few police resources, to monitor and look at a wide physical area that's involved in a demonstration. I mean, to be able to have police officers do that as effectively would involve several police officers we'd have to put in various places within a demonstration area, because these demonstration areas can be very large.
Even some who have concerns about the cameras have learned to like them, especially since September 11th. Councilwoman Kathy Patterson realized how useful the cameras would be for the next emergency.
Had there been some kind of a violent incident in the city itself on September 11th, we would have had that technology to be able to see where people were and to be able to manage resources and manage that situation. To me, that's the most important capability to have.
Patterson figures citizens will be more comfortable if the current restrictions in the cameras are put into law. Her proposed legislation would make sure that any images captured on tape will be used quickly for prosecutions or thrown out within a couple of weeks. And the cameras cannot gather sound or zoom in and analyze demonstrators' faces. But these limitations have not made Myra Verhaden Hilliard feel any better about being spied on this weekend.
That is an absurdity. What they're saying is, we're going to turn on cameras during First Amendment activity, but we're going to write a line in our regs that says, hey, we're not infringing on First Amendment activity. The very execution of the use of the camera operation is an infringement on First Amendment activity.
The ACLU is hoping to persuade the city council to ban the cameras, but short of that, legal experts say this type of surveillance is tough to challenge on a constitutional basis. It slips in neatly under the radar of wiretap laws and other privacy statutes, and now these cameras have some added protection in their new role as tools for achieving homeland security. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.